The crew of the Polar Sea stands at a metal table on the deck, sorting through a fresh pot of crab. They're looking for Opelio keepers. Captain Dyer George rolls video on his iPhone and asks for a count.
How many Opie?
200.
200. How many Baradai you think?
100.
And this is like, you know, it's not like we're faking and we're talking about like, oh, you see more Baradai than, you know, and Opies and this. And this is just one video. You know, it is reality. It's right there. I mean, this is not going to lie.
Those 100 Baradai all go back in the ocean. Had the Baradai season opened, George would have been able to sell them.
I mean, it's no-brainer. Instead of throwing over the side, why we cannot put in one species in one tank and the different species on the other tank?
He says fishing both species would have reduced bycatch, saving fishermen time and money, and saving the crab population a lot of incidental deaths. But their experience in the ocean didn't match the predictions from the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. Miranda Westfall is the management biologist for the area. In October, Westfall said the annual crab survey showed low numbers across the board for all species, a trend she connected to warmer ocean waters.
Everything's just kind of below threshold, and we're not seeing a lot of recruitment right now. It's sort of a theme this season.
Managers reduced the quota for red king crab by 15%, cut the Opelio quota in half, and canceled the Baradai season entirely. With crabbing season now wrapping up, Westfall didn't want to comment on whether the quotas for Baradai or any other species were appropriate. But Dave Harris thinks Fish and Game made a mistake. He's captain of the Arctic Mariner and has hauled pots in the Bering Sea for more than 40 years. In that time, he says he's never seen the department get the quotas so wrong, and not just with Baradai.
You might see it in one fishery or the other, but not all three fisheries. Something's wrong with this picture. There's something's wrong with the model or the surveys or something.
Neither George or Harris is able to attend the Board of Fisheries meetings in person, but they've shared their thoughts, videos, and pictures in the hopes of bridging the gap between what they're seeing and what managers are documenting in their surveys. The meeting agenda includes proposals that might open the fishery even when stocks are low, or permit fishermen to keep some of the crab bycatch that's thrown back when the fishery is closed. Because the Board of Fisheries works on a region-based schedule, the statewide king, Opelio, and Baradai crab fisheries won't be on the docket again until 2019. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Zoe Sobel in Unalaska.